This is Dr. Jimmy Nichols, equine nutritionist. On this podcast, we will explore unique cases, debunk popular myths, and break down advanced research data. Join me for a little fun, a lot of science, and some real-world advice for feeding horses. Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jimmy. Welcome to episode 61, where we are going to talk about how to choose the right gut supplement. So I had a listener write in and say, there are a ton of gut supplements out there. They were particularly looking into Stride Animal Health. And they said, you know, when I go to the Stride Animal Health website and I look at products that are designed to support the digestive tract, there are a lot of options. And, you know, she just felt really confused about when to use each one, why you would use one over the other, and asked if I would be willing to devote a specific podcast episode to kind of giving you guys the blueprint or the map as to how I choose which digestive support supplement when. So I think one thing's really important is, you know, if you guys haven't listened to the two-part series that I did on the equine digestive tract, I really encourage you to go listen to those episodes. It was episode 39, which talked about the foregut, and then episode 40, which talked about the hindgut. So if you'll listen to those two episodes, those will go into a little bit more depth about, you know, the specific organs that are in each part of the digestive tract, what their function is, kind of what problems can often come up and arise in each area. And I think that'll just give you a much better foundation for then me to talk about this, the products in this episode. So, you know, like I said, Stride Animal Health has, you know, we've developed quite a portfolio of products that all do fall under the term, you know, the general broad term gut health. And the reason that we have so many different products is because the gut is a very complex system of organs, cells, bacteria, acids, right? So time and time again, I run into horse owners who naively believe that you can fix anything in the gut with one single product. And that is absolutely not true, okay? So the purpose of today's episode is to, you know, like I said, explain how I go about identifying what area of the digestive tract is most likely being affected, how I decide which product would be the best solution, or at least which one I think is best to start with, okay? So I say that because a lot of the outward symptoms are the same for issues that are going on in the hindgut versus the foregut. So sometimes, you know, I have to make an educated guess at which end to start with. And then based on how that horse responds, we will then know whether or not we chose the right area to start with, or if we need to recalibrate and take a different approach. So I actually just finished up at the BBR World Finals in Oklahoma City last week, and myself and Dr. Bill Vandergrift were conducting total body wellness consults. So for those of you who have never had a wellness consult with myself or Dr. Bill, these are basically 30-minute appointments where we, you bring your horse to us and we listen and learn about your horse's history. Okay. So we ask you to basically give us as much information as you can. Everything from, you know, the horse's age, activity level, how long you've owned them, where they came from, what they've been doing. You know, we listen to the symptoms, we listen to the signs, that horse is giving you. You know, you tell us the areas that are giving you grief, right? And then we also do a physical assessment of the body where we basically are looking for signs of nutritional imbalance. Okay. So we can tell a lot about a horse by just physically looking at and palpating specific areas of your horse's body. So for example, you know, just by looking at or feeling certain areas of the body, we can, you know, we can assign a body condition score. We can assign a cresty neck score. Okay. So those are two things that, account for the variations in breed differences and genetics and age and size, right? So those are basically, certain methods that we're trained in, that allow us to determine whether or not your horse is in a proper weight, proper, you know, body condition for, you know, his age, his, you know, genetics, his pedigree, all of that, right? We can also determine if your horse's diet is underformulated or overformulated in certain areas. We can tell if your feeding rates match your horse's caloric needs. And then, you know, the other piece is that, you know, since we have looked at so many horses, we often notice little things that, you know, we will point out to you that you may want your veterinarian or your farrier or your chiropractor, your acupuncturist, you know, whatever it is to look at. So, you know, in my opinion, well, in our opinion at Blue Bonnet and at Stride Animal Health, I mean, being a good nutritionist starts with being a good horseman and understanding what normal looks like so that you can easily see the abnormal. Okay. So I see it over and over again. When you look at your own horse every day, you overlook things that other people can see. Okay. Maybe love is blind. I don't know. Or maybe we just become complacent or numb and we just convince ourselves that something is normal for our horse when in fact it's not. So let me actually, I'll tell a funny story on myself that's related to this point. So I have a really sweet little mare, and she's been with me right at a year now. When I got her, she only had about 15 or 20 rides. So I sent her to, you know, a really good colt starter in Weatherford, Oklahoma. He was going to put another 60 rides on her. I got her back about midsummer last year. I don't know, I suppose it was maybe in the middle of July. And I could tell very quickly that he had put a really good foundation on her. I mean, she had some serious athletic ability. Okay. So I started riding her, at least as much as my work schedule would allow. And, you know, she was really doing great. But little things started to kind of creep up. And I kept coming up with reasons to overlook them. Okay. So I just wrote them off as, you know, oh, she's just really green. You know, she's just getting used to her new responsibilities in life, right? She's never had to be worked every day. She's never been ridden every day. You know, she's never had to put, you know, have a saddle put on her every day. She's never had to stand tied every day. Like all of these little things that I just kept writing off as, you know, she just needs to learn how to deal with it. Well, every now and then, you know, so like when I say little things, so every now and then she, you know, it'd be things like, you know, she might not finish all of her hay. Okay. And when I first got her, you know, this mare, I mean, she is like a hay eating machine. She cleans up her hay. Like that's who she is. And there were points where I would notice, you know, I'd go out to feed her and she still had, you know, quite a lot of hay left over, which was kind of abnormal for her. And, you know, then there would be other things like maybe, you know, when I'm saddling her, she might reach around and kind of just look at me or pin her ears at me when I'd go to tighten her cinch or a few times, you know, as it went on, maybe she would even almost act like she was going to nip at me. Now she didn't do this every time. It was every once in a while. She also at times would get really sensitive around her flank area. She also got really sensitive over her lumbar. Okay. She would actually pin her ears when I brushed her. Right. And she even got to the point where she would actually threaten to like cow kick me when I brushed her, you know, like her back and her sides and then down her hamstrings. Okay. So all of this, you know, it started really subtly and none of it was really that consistent, right? She would only do it on occasion. So for the first few months, I'm just like trying to correct the behavior, right? So, I mean, she's a very compliant mare. And I mean, she would do her best to not do these things, but it became pretty obvious that when she was doing them, they were reactions to something, right? She wasn't intentionally being mean, or some people would say she wasn't just, you know, quote, acting like a mare, right? So I started down this path of trying to figure out what was going on with her. So the first place I started was, you know, farrier. I wanted to make sure that we were, you know, I have a really good farrier on my team. You know, and I wanted to make sure that we addressed, you know, her angles, make sure we didn't have negative plantar hoof angles in her hind feet or something that was, you know, putting too much stress on the digital flexor tendon or, you know, causing soreness up her hamstrings that was then moving up over, you know, into her lumbar area, right? So I kind of took that approach first. Everything was good there. So then I took her to my vet, okay, and we did literally a full lameness workup on her, right? So my vet has the Equinosis lameness detector, which is a super, super cool device. And I mean, it can literally detect lameness that is impossible for the naked eye to see. So like, I think he said that it can actually detect 4 millimeters of a drop in a hip, right? Like you cannot see that with the naked eye, right? So he did a lameness exam and we did the Equinosis lameness exam on her. All of it was totally clear, right? Completely clean. So then we're just like, well, let's, shoot some x-rays. So we looked at the radiographs for her stifles and her hawks, all of that's clean, right? So then we ultrasound her stifles, just see if there's anything we can find there. Again, totally clean. So she came home with a completely clean bill of health. So before I left though, so I'm standing there with my vet and we're talking, like what could it be? Like what's causing this stuff? And we both kind of decided that the next best approach was to address the possibility of digestive issues. All right. So he actually sent me home with a bag of GastroFix and a Hindgut Health Program box. Okay. So I wanted to start with just one thing. So I chose GastroFix since it was a new product by Stride. I hadn't gotten to use it yet. So, I wanted basically to just experiment, right? I mean, why not? When you design the product, you want to use it. So I started with that and I saw like literally in the first 3 days, I saw a dramatic improvement on about half of the issues that I was dealing with. Okay. So like literally half of the things went away. So the cinchiness that I was dealing with when she'd reach around and kind of nip at me, all of that stuff just completely went away, like totally normal. However, there were still some things that were throwing red flags for me. So she was still, she was really stiff in her rib cage, right? So she was not rounding well for me. She was almost refusing to like lift her abdomen and like round her back. Like she just wouldn't, lift and round the way that she used to. She was really getting sluggish and like just almost heavy with her front end, right? So it was just, she wasn't being free about her shoulders. It felt like I was having to like manhandle her over to get her to move her front end. And normally she was very light, responsive, light on her front end. And then I started to notice that, an area of muscles on her back, just in my opinion, seemed to becoming very overdeveloped and her back just felt really tight. And so, I'm thinking, man, maybe I need to get a chiropractor out here. Of course, I've already been down the road of like saddle fit and pads, and I've tried like a bazillion different pads and I've switched all these saddles around. And, even after all of that, I mean, it's like none of that was it, right? So I'm thinking, okay, I need to get my chiropractor out here. Well, the chiropractor shows up and starts going through, and about 15 minutes in, the chiropractor stops and she says, I can't go any further. Like I am not making any progress. Like this mare is, she's holding on to something internally. She's bracing her body. I can't get her to relax. And then she says something that hit me like a ton of bricks. She says, "Do you happen to have any resources on leaky gut or digestive health that you could share with me?" Oh my goodness. Like what just happened? I mean, it was like a light bulb just went off in my head. Why had I been so adamant that this was a musculoskeletal issue? If I had been consulting for anyone else in the world except myself, and they explained everything that I had just said to you guys, I would have immediately put that person's horse through the hindgut program. And she was right. Like in a completely non-threatening way, she was telling me exactly what I needed to do, right? I needed to address her entire digestive tract and I needed to do it in a much more aggressive manner than what I had been doing. Okay. So, if you think about it, so over the last 11 months, this mare has undergone a series of incredibly stressful events. Okay. So she was, first of all, she was relocated halfway across the country. Her diet was changed. She then went to a trainer for 3 months where her diet was radically changed. And she had the new added stress of being ridden every day in a totally unfamiliar environment. Okay, she came back home to me to then once again have another diet change and a completely new lifestyle from what she was used to. She was used to northern summers, and she went through a ton of heat stress with her first southern summer in Oklahoma. She's the only mare on my place, so she has no buddies in her pen. Okay, that's something she's not used to. She was raised and grew up with other horses, running with other horses. So all of these things that cause stress in a horse are going to directly impact the health of the microbial environment in the hind gut. Okay, so these things can also lead to leaky gut syndrome. So within minutes of the chiropractor leaving and me having this epiphany, I blew the dust off of the hindgut program that my vet had sent home with me 2.5 months earlier, and I started her on it immediately. So, all right, the story is getting a little bit long. I'm sorry. So fast forward 45 days later, I have a completely new horse, right? So she's soft, she's compliant, she's relaxed, she's sweet, she is completely responsive to all of my cues, and her body composition has completely changed, right? So, you know, her back is no longer tight. She no longer has that weird overdeveloped area that I had talked about over the lumbar. You know, her muscling in her hindquarters, the muscling in her shoulder, like everything has improved. And so for anybody that doesn't believe me, I actually shared her before and after pictures on Facebook and Instagram, and you should be able to find those. I'm pretty sure that Blue Bonnet Feeds and Stride Animal Health both picked those up and reshared them on their social media channels. So just go to one of those channels, either Blue Bonnet or Stride Animal Health, and look at either their Facebook or their Instagram. Look for the dark gray horse with before and after pictures that say day zero and day 45. So that's my little mare if you want to see what that transformation looked like for her. So, okay, that was a really long way to make my point that we are often blinded to our own horses, right? My mare was on a good diet. Right? She was meeting every nutritional need, but I was missing the functional nutrition component. And more importantly, I was not taking the entire digestive tract into account. Okay. I used just one tool out of my amazing toolbox and then I stopped, right? I got some results, but I didn't get my wow results until I used the right tool. Okay. So for those of you that are wondering what I did do with her, I kept her on the same forage, which was a Bermuda grass hay. I kept her on the same feed, which was the Equiline Pro Care by Blue Bonnet Feeds. All I did was add the hindgut health program for 30 days. So, and then after the hindgut program was finished, I put her on 2 scoops a day of fish oil factor, 1 pound a day of Gastrofix, and then she's on 2 scoops a day, which is about 200 grams of Lifeline Plus. So I am planning to keep her on the Equiline Pro Care and all of those supplements for the next 90 days. And then I'm going to experiment with some changes. And I might see if I can just maintain her on like Omega Force and Lifeline Plus on a daily basis, and then maybe offer Gastrofix only on the days I ride. So I like to use Gastrofix as like just give them 0.5 pound or 1 pound before I ride, like while I'm tacking up. It works really nicely as a stomach buffer, kind of helps curb some of that acid in the stomach and provide a little bit of relief there. So I don't know that, you know, that program might change when I get there, but for now, I am not changing a thing because she's perfect and she's happy, and that allows me to rest easy. Okay, so let's get into the details of when I would use each product in terms of the digestive health products that are available from Stride Animal Health. So let's start with the hindgut program. Okay, if I have a horse that is presenting with all of the signs that I explained about my mare, the first place I always start is by running them through the hindgut program. I have no earthly idea why I did not do that with my own horse. There's just like some weird blinding force, I guess, that prevents us from seeing our own horses, dogs, children, whatever it is. Like we just can't see them in the same light as the rest of the world. But nonetheless, lesson learned. So if you have a horse that has undergone any kind of stress, so in the form of, you know, going to a trainer, changing ownership, moving to a new part of the country, major changes in feed programs. Maybe they've been on Bute or Equiox or antibiotics. You know what? That's one thing I forgot to mention. So while my mare was at the trainer, she got cast in her pen and she got a pretty good laceration on the inside of her tibia. So she was on antibiotics and NSAIDs. Okay. So again, those are things that affect the microbiome in the hind gut. They cause dysbiosis. So all of those stressful factors create an imbalance in the microbial populations of the gut. Okay, or they can. And those stressful things can also cause low-grade inflammation in the intestines. So the hindgut program is designed to quickly and aggressively address those issues. Now, I know that hindsight is 20/20, but if I could do it again, the first thing that I would have done when I got my mare back from the trainer is put her through the hindgut program. And that would have basically just hit the reset button for her. And I would have known that we were starting from, you know, a good solid spot moving forward. So I wish that I'd have done it. I didn't, but you know what? Now it's turned into a great story that I can share with you guys. So hopefully you don't make the same mistake that I did. Let's see, the next product in the toolbox, let's talk about ADR. Okay, so ADR, I don't know if you've all heard the term, ain't doing right. Okay, that's kind of an old terminology the veterinarians used to use when, you know, a horse or an animal just wasn't, you know, things weren't right. They'd say, oh, that horse's ADR, ain't doing right. So within the hindgut program is a product called ADR. It's designed to address the health of the microbiome. So if I have a horse that's needing daily support or maybe has, you know, digestive issues when they travel, I might use ADR powder or ADR paste. So it's a tool that I always keep in my own barn. I use it anytime a horse's hindgut microbiome is at play. So for example, I would use it every single time a horse has to go on antibiotics. I use the paste anytime a horse isn't eating very well. I use it on horses that get loose stool when they travel, or I also use it on young horses who maybe don't have a lot of experience being away from home. Okay, so ADR is just a really good tool to have in your trailer or in your tack room. Let's talk for a second about leaky gut syndrome and the products that I would typically apply in that situation. So let's start with GI Calm. Okay. That's kind of my number one go-to when we're dealing with leaky gut. So let's say a horse, started the hindgut health program. And in the first week, we notice that the horse develops diarrhea. Okay. That's kind of a clue that the epithelial cells that line the digestive tract might be separating. Okay. So another way to say that is it's a failure of the tight junctions. Okay. That's what leaky gut is. So in this situation, we would need to go with a product that is specifically designed to, again, aggressively support the intestinal lining and help close the gaps between those cells. So, you know, GI Calm is my go-to for that. And it usually takes at minimum 3 months on this product to make progress. Okay. So if, you know, it's not a quick fix, it didn't happen quickly, it's not going to be fixed quickly. So, if the situation is more severe, you know, it can take a lot longer than 3 months. You know, you might be looking at 6 months, you know, even a year for that to become corrected. But again, every situation, every horse is different. So don't write those numbers down and hold me to them for everything. So the second option under the leaky gut umbrella is a product called Lifeline Plus. And that's the product that contains the plasma. So plasma is effective at supporting the immune system, and it's effective at improving the function of tight junctions. So if I have a horse that's been on GI Calm and they've done really well, I will try to back them off of GI Calm and then use Lifeline Plus as the maintenance. The other time that I use Lifeline Plus is in horses that are under high performance and high training demands, or horses that are young and just starting their travel and their performance career. So putting them on Lifeline Plus is, you know, I kind of think of it like an insurance program or a preventative maintenance, right? Not only is it going to help prevent against leaky gut, there's actually also research showing that it helps prevent gastric ulcers as well. So it really is kind of a dual action product. So speaking of gastric ulcers, let's move on to foregut health. If I have a horse that's dealing with stomach ulcers specifically, I lean on two products, Lifeline Plus and Gastrofix. So Lifeline Plus, of course, contains the plasma and has research showing that it does prevent ulcer formation. We also know that the plasma helps improve tissue health in the GI tract. So if you have compromised lining within the stomach, the plasma that's in Lifeline Plus can help with the healing and the regeneration and really help strengthen the quality of that tissue lining. Now, the reason I use GastroFix is because it contains a pH buffer that has also been shown to prevent ulcer formation, again, through research, but it also contains unique ingredients that support liver function. Now, I'm sure that, you know, some of you are like, wait, what liver function? What in the world does the liver have to do with digestive health? Well, a healthy liver interacts with the stomach and the intestine to facilitate proper buffering of the duodenum, which is just the first section of the small intestine, okay? So when this all functions properly, it reduces the chance of glandular gastric ulcers and duodenal ulcers. So the liver is also responsible for the production of hormones and digestive juices that control everything from, you know, iron absorption to intestinal motility. So a healthy liver is required for adequate digestion and absorption of the diet. It also guards against bacterial overgrowth and intestinal inflammation, both of which can cause, you know, dysbiosis and even lead to leaky gut syndrome. So the point here is that the liver is a highly critical component, and GastroFix is designed to amplify the liver's ability to support proper digestive health. Okay, let's move on to enzymatic digestion. Okay, so the next area of digestive health that, you know, I think is really important to consider is you know, basically enzymatic, you know, digestion. So enzymes are produced by naturally occurring living organisms. Okay, and their job is to basically act like a catalyst to bring about a specific biochemical reaction. So in simple words, you know, your horse must have the correct type of enzymes in their digestive tract in order to properly break down food. Now, if that system is malfunctioning, your horse will not be able to extract nutrition from the diet, at least not be able to extract proper amounts of nutrition from the diet. And it may even leave, you know, a large portion of the food not fully digested, okay? So if I have a horse that is on just grass hay, I like to put them on a product called Transform DSI, especially if that grass hay was harvested just a little bit late, and maybe it has a high NDF value or a high lignin content. I also use Transform DSI in horses that get kind of that hay belly look to them. Now there are certainly other components that go into a horse having, you know, a hay belly, which I'm not going to address that here. I'm pretty sure I've talked about that in previous episodes, but, Transform's definitely one of the pieces of that puzzle that I use. And, you know, so basically that product's designed to support the enzymatic digestion so that your horse can get more out of that forage, more of the things that are really hard to digest naturally. So a clinical trial was conducted on Transform DSI, and they found up to 30% improvement in nutrient digestibility. So it really is a great way to maximize every bit of nutrition from the forage that you're using. Now, the last piece of managing the digestive tract and choosing a supplement is a little bit unusual because it contains zero ingredients that we would typically associate with a digestive support product. Okay, this product is called Engage, and it's designed to address anxiety and mental stress. Okay, I've talked about the superhighway that connects the gut and the brain. It's called the vagus nerve. And, you know, researchers have found time and time again that when the brain is unhappy, the gut is unhappy. Okay, so the easiest way to comprehend this, and I use this example a lot, but think about how you feel when you get anxiety or when you get nervous about something. I mean, maybe you're about to go talk in front of a group of people. Maybe you are about to take a test. Maybe you're about to break up with your boyfriend. Whatever it is, right? You get butterflies in your stomach. It feels like your stomach is in knots. You lose your appetite, right? All of these feelings happen because your brain is sending signals to your digestive tract. So your horse deals with the exact same thing. Okay, so you get to a show, your horse goes off feed. Well, there's a really good chance that that horse went off a feed because your horse has anxiety in their brain, and their brain is sending signals to the gut that makes them lose their appetite. So in this situation, we will recommend using Engage to help the brain manage the type of signals that it is sending to the GI tract. In fact, just last week at the BBR World Finals, there were several horses that quit eating when they got to the show. And, you know, these owners came up and explained to us what was going on. And so we put them on Engage. We had them administer ADR paste, and then we had them offer GastroFix if the horse was willing to eat that pellet. You know, it's not always a good idea to introduce a new pellet into the feed when you're at a show. If the horses will eat it, it's fantastic. But, you know, we told people, like, try it. If they eat it, fine. If not, don't worry about it. So ADR paste and Engage were the two products that, you know, we wanted and needed to get into those horses right away. And by the next day, every one of those people were coming back by and they were telling us, thank you, my horse is eating again. So, you know, it really, this whole concept of digestive support supplements is just so much more complex than I think most people give it credit for. And in all honesty, it's more complex than most feed and supplement companies give it credit for, right? I think that one of the challenges is, you know, let's say a company comes out with a new product, you know, they want that product to be able to solve all of the problems. And the reality is that very rarely will one product solve all of the problems, especially if a horse is dealing with a pretty intense situation. So that is why at Stride Animal Health, we have a whole portfolio of products that are designed to support certain areas of the gut. And that's why we use them very strategically, and we use different ones in different situations. So just because your friend had success with GI Calm doesn't mean that you'll have success with GI Calm, because maybe your horses are dealing with two very different things. Same thing with the hindgut program. You know, maybe you see someone have amazing results with it while someone else doesn't. Well, it could be that there's something, maybe it's not the hindgut in your horse that is the major problem. Maybe your horse needs GastroFix because they're dealing with, you know, small intestine and gastric ulcers, right? So there's a lot that goes into it. But I hope that this kind of will help provide a blueprint, or at least, you know, kind of a general foundation for when I use certain products and why I use them. Again, every situation is different, and there is a ton that goes into, you know, gathering the information that we need to make the best recommendation. So, you know, the more history that you have on the horse, the more clues and insight that you can provide, the easier it's going to be to make a recommendation for which digestive supplement stands the best chance at working for your particular horse. And, you know, don't forget, if you need help, you can always reach out for a free virtual nutrition consult with the team at Stride Animal Health and Bluebonnet Feeds. Just go to either website and find the nutrition consult link. And if you think that others out there might benefit from the information in this episode, please stop what you are doing right now and post this podcast episode to your social media channels and use the hashtag FeedRoomChemist. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Feed Room Chemist. If you like what you hear, be sure to share with your friends, post to social media, or give us a review. And as Winston Churchill used to say, no hour of life is wasted that is spent in the saddle. So go saddle up.